For calling, it's Josh here.
Yes, is that Josh?
Hey David, how are you doing today?
Oh my God, I'm worried about you, man.
I am doing good. I just had quite tons of calls today, so which is why I got your message that you were calling, and I had your call scheduled with me after an hour. But I am also
pardon me, I'm something in my throat.
And you're having a bad throat as well.
I got your email message, but I don't understand. I sent you a message saying that everything was fine, except when they created the a PDF document, the style slipped on one of the the notes that they damn it. Trying to cough here without coughing in your ears.
No worries. Are you taking your medicines?
Well, I don't have any illness that I'm aware of.
Just a bad throat, you know.
Ever since I had those COVID shots, I've had this dry cough occasionally. And I don't think it means anything except that I got some kind of reaction to the vaccine, which, of course, a lot of people did.
It could be possible. It's you know that I was off for a week, and it's just that these things really get me off, so I was just worried about that. But we're all good to proceed ahead. And you mentioned in your email that the attached document was missing there before country and other countries in the seventh item in the table. So all I was requiring was that was the only change that you wanted, or is there any other change that you would want us to cater so that I can have the document finalized for you?
Well, I thought it was final until I saw, you know, that style had slipped, and I figured that you probably didn't want that. It's kind of embarrassing. So that's the only thing I wanted corrected, was that why can't I find what I'm looking for on the damn computer? The end note, the first end note in the PDF document had the wrong style. So did that get changed?
I think it got changed during the conversion, because for the publishing format, we required the embedded fonts. Let me check with the team if that is due to the fonts being embedded or what the concern is, and I'll update you on this from my end.
Well, I assume that if it was changed, that you would send me another copy so I could see it. And if you didn't send me a copy, either there was a problem changing it or something else happened. But that's the only thing I was waiting for, was to see if you could correct that first end note.
Sure. I will have that revised by tomorrow, and I'll share the final file by tomorrow, and we can proceed ahead from there.
Now, I don't know your process. What does your printing press accept as input? Do you have to have a separate application to create an input file, or will it accept Acrobat or Word files?
It does accept the PDF Acrobat files.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I was just guessing, but it seemed natural that you would use Acrobat.
Not just our printing software, but when we upload the book on Amazon as well, Amazon also accepts PDF version. So that is one of the reasons as well why it's globally recognized, and most of the files are being worked on in the PDF format.
Yeah, I gather Adobe has market share greater than Microsoft in that area.
Yeah, probably capturing a big wasp market instead of letting Microsoft down.
I think they were earlier. Microsoft was kind of late getting into that business. Then the rest of your email I also wanted to discuss here. It says we would just need the ISBN imprint. So what exactly are you saying there? Are you expecting to get those from me?
Yep, so sure. Let me just give me one quick second. So, yep, I see your package as well. So, before we, whenever we publish a book, just like you see those barcodes at the grocery store allocated to a certain item, so for the books as well, there's a certain barcode which you call the ISBN number, which is the International Sales Book Number, that is assigned to the book. So, that is one thing that is not a part of your package. And
Josh, I sent you a memo on that, a couple of months ago. This is not the first book I've had published. I have four others, all published by Page Publishing. And, it was my understanding at these prices, and I'm being charged $1,500 for this, that was included. And then you came out with this loss leader package, for $600 or $800 less. And I can understand why you wouldn't include all of those things in the cheaper package, but I'm paying the higher price. I've already paid you $600, now you're looking for another $1,000. And so I'm saying, for that place, you should bear the cost of the copyright. It's not
Okay,
very
David,
much.
sure, I'll guide you on that. Sure, absolutely. Let me guide you on that. So the issue is that you sure might have been offered the ISBN and the imprints by the pages and the publishing company. We sure do include that in our packages as well. But the package that you were offered, that did not include the ISBN number. But what I am going to do is I'm going to check with my team, and I'm going to see whatever the lowest I can offer from my end. I'll have that taken care of, and I'll keep you posted on that. You don't have to pay anything much. And if there's any discount that I
You have obviously
Yep, go ahead.
multiple prices and multiple packages. And are you saying that you charge more than $1,500 if you do the copyright?
Yep, if we have the ISBNs and everything, then the package surely costs more.
How much? How much more?
It depends from time to time because we do offer various discounts as well. You can get a package for around like $24.99 as well, $3,000 as well, depending how much more add-ons are there.
Well, anybody can copyright this for what is it, $80 or something like that. So I don't understand how that results in hundreds of dollars of additional charge.
Okay, I'm not asking you to pay for the ISBNs. Even if you provide the ISBN from your end, then we can cater that ISBN as well. That is completely fine. Because the ISBN numbers that we acquired, they are the international numbers, which will be catered on Amazon Global instead of just being posting your book on Amazon US. So that is one of the reasons why the ISBN costs more. But if you can acquire the ISBN from your end, as you mentioned that you can get it edited as well, you can provide those numbers to me and we can utilize that for your book.
Well, the interesting thing about doing business with you people is that I don't have a much of a contract. So, the terms of our agreement are certainly not clear to me, and they could not be because I don't have them in writing. And you seem to be making them up as you go, and the pricing as well, which seems to change from day to day.
David, if it was the case, I can clearly see that you have paid, your package was signed up for $14.99 and you have paid $4.99. Till date, I have not even troubled you to pay off your remaining balance or anything like that. If it was about money, I surely would be bugging you about that as well, but it's not about that, trust me. And being very, very honest, I surely, just allow me till today. If there's anything that I can do from my end, I surely am going to try my best and I'll keep you posted on that. So along with your remaining balance, you don't have to pay anything much at all. So I surely am going to check on that. Just allow me
And
tomorrow.
I am not accustomed to buying pigs in pokes. Until I see a final document, I don't know if I want to pay that extra $1,000.
Sure.
So far, this has been a really ridiculous process. It's taken twice as long, and confusion, and your people have made as many errors as I have, and that's something I'm not accustomed to. At least page people were expert in both Word and Acrobat. And it seems like you have people who are not expert in either. So you should be charging a lot less than they charge.
David, as per the details that I reviewed last as well, the only difference that we saw was because the reason why the draft reviewed different on my end and your end was because of the file format. Everything else was taken care of. So that was just one of the reasons why it reviewed different on my end and your end. All of the things were catered. But regarding the ISBN number, I can assure you that I will try my best, whatever the best possible resolution would be on that, I will communicate the same to you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And by tomorrow,
meanwhile, you'll send me an Acrobat showing the correction of the end note, right?
Yes, I will be sharing the details, the revised file with you by tomorrow. I'll have my team work on that revised thing. And by tomorrow, I'm going to share the updated file with you.
Well, it's been a week since I sent you the original notification, and I don't know why it should take a week to do something trivial like that.
Yes, I will have this checked with the team, and I will have it catered by tomorrow, and from there we can move forward and discuss the next steps.
It took me about 5 minutes to make the change.
Yes, I can understand, but by tomorrow you'll have everything finalized.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, David. Have a great day.